Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 01:00 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 03:00 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 04:00 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 05:00 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 06:00 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 07:00 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good morning. 08:00 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good morning. 09:00 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 10:00 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 11:00 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good afternoon. 12:00 hours. Sunny. 41 degrees. Good afternoon. 13:00 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 14:00 hours. Clear. 49 degrees.
KC8YVF mobile.
Good afternoon. 15:00 hours. Clear. 54 degrees.
NARHK. K8KCI. K8KCI. November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo. You on frequency, Jeff? K8KCI. NARHK. You on frequency, Jeff? Nothing heard on K8KCI, November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo, Chesning. I'm clear.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Clear. 57 degrees.
Good evening. This is KC8DOA. Do we have any pre-net check-ins for the Sunday at Michigan Net? Please call now. KC8DOA.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, Dave from Bay City, no traffic.
Good evening, Dave. Do we have any other pre-net check-ins? Please call now.
KD8DAZ, Mini, Bert, no traffic.
Good evening, Mini. Do we have any other pre-net check-ins? Please call now. KC8BOA. Looking for pre-net check-ins for the Mid-Michigan Net. Please call now. KC8BOA.
KC8YVF.
Good evening, Rod. Are there any other pre-net check-ins? Please call now. Looking for pre-net check-ins for the Mid-Michigan Net. Please call now.
This is KFA-EVQ, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
Thank you, Mike. Are there any other pre-net check-ins out there at KC8BOA? Okay, we'll give it a minute. KC8BOA.
Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. 55 degrees.
This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Rick. My call sign is KC8DOA, and I am located in Saginaw. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on EchoLink at K8DAC-R. When checking in this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from stations that are on short-time mobile or are on in and out. Please call now. At this time, I'd like to take check-ins from any EchoLink stations. At this time, I will take regular check-ins. Regular check-ins. KC8BOA. Okay, not hearing any. We'll move up to the top of the list. KE8PCQ. Dave, go ahead and pick it up. KC8BOA. KE8PCQ. Dave, go ahead and pick it up. KD8PAZ on standby. KC8BOA.
KC8VOA in the group. Boy, this is going to be a quickie. Started out with kind of a crummy weekend and turned into one really nice day. Got to walk the dogs and play in the backyard. I actually was so busy I only had a chance to get on that DX contest for about an hour. But I had countries that I had never picked up before, and Ken was absolutely alive. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
Well, thank you, Dave. Next, we'll go to KD8PAZ
KCAZ with KCYVF on standby. Go ahead and pick it up, Minnie. KCVOA. Well, good evening, KCAVOA. This is DAZ. I'll say good evening to the other two on here tonight. There are three. It's good to hear them in here. It's good to see you and Ron and Joe and Mike yesterday and had a good visit with everybody. So today I finished the one puzzle and I'm starting on another one. So I finished the one and took a picture and put it on Facebook so everybody can see it. Now I'm starting another one. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8VOA.
Well, thank you there, Minnie. Next we'll go to KC8YVF with KF8EDQ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up on KC8VOA.
Good evening, Rick, and a few of us sat around the net tonight. Some of us might have forgot about the time change and thinking it was an hour from now or an hour later, whatever it was. But, well, Dave, my luck with the contest was just the reverse. My noise level was so high I really couldn't hear much stations at all. I was there for maybe a total of an hour and a half, and I got 9 contacts, and most of those were in the Caribbean area, and those were a little bit later in the contest, after about 6:30. During the daylight hours on Saturday when I had time, I couldn't hear anybody. Those that I could hear were so far down in the noise level that half the time I couldn't get their call to who it was. So didn't have much luck in that range. The last year I got about 50 contacts, and this year I got 9. So nothing to write home about. Other than that, like I said, we had the club meeting on Friday, and that was a good turnout for that one. And then Saturday we had the breakfast in the morning, had a good turnout for that. And then today, finally, I got my radio that I showed at the club meeting on Friday. I got it in the vehicle, so only took me about 20 minutes to get it in. It was nothing to put in at that point because the antenna was already there. So I just had to put the mount in the clip for the microphone up on the dash, and the rest of it went in the console underneath and just Velcroed with Snap-Lock Velcro and plugged into the lighter socket that's down there for power, and I just run it on low power. So it was in about 20 minutes. Now it's get test to see how things work, if the APRS works and things like that. So I imagine I got quite a bit of tweaking yet to do on it. And you have to be connected to the radio in order to tweak it, so I got to get other frequencies in it. I haven't got my Dayton frequencies in it yet, so I got to write those down, and then I got to go out to the vehicle and turn it on so it can sync to the radio to put frequencies into it. So still a bit more work to do, and I imagine for quite some time I'll be making tweaks to it to get it to work that I want it to do. So with that, Rick, I'll turn it back over to you. This is KC8YVF.
Thank you, Ron. And yes, it was a wonderful demo on that radio, and hopefully it's everything it's supposed to be. And from some of the comments I've seen, some of the things I've seen about it, once you get the bugs worked out of it and everything else, it works very well. So hopefully you have wonderful luck with it. KF8EDQ might go ahead and pick it up, and after that we'll do a standby. KCAVOA.
KC8VOA and everybody in here, this is KF8EDQ. We just had a normal week. I was home working. I didn't have to go anywhere because I went to Costco last weekend and picked up a bunch of food, so I didn't have to go anywhere to do much of anything this week, except on Thursday I took Ducky out to Sheffield. And so we did that Thursday, then Friday was the club meeting. Saturday, I went to the shelter, and then my buddy Ben came over, and we played some games. And now today, I went to the shelter again this morning, but then I came back, and all I wanted to do was rest with my dog. So I came home, showered, and been cuddling with my dogs. So That's what I'm doing now. All right, back to that. Thank you.
Well, thank you there, Mike. Do we have any stations wishing to check into the Mid-Michigan Net? Please call now. KC8DOA. Well, hearing none, I guess I'll pick it up here for my turn. Yeah, everybody's voice, I can hear it a little bit in voices here, that little horse, seasonal changes going on. Had a miserable headache this afternoon, but other than that, been doing all right. Club meeting was very good. I really enjoyed the club meeting there Friday night and the demo, and I enjoyed breakfast when CQF showed up. That was wonderful, and hopefully he continues on meeting with us. Joe's always a great joy to have there. I have started some seeds for peppers, and I have started some petunias for a couple of the granddaughters. Other than that, I haven't started much for garden yet. As things go along, we'll keep progressing there. So just keep working at it. Right now I am dealing with the lights not coming on, as I've got programmed in the plug. There's probably not a far enough Bluetooth connection to reach it. So currently that's working on Bluetooth. So get that debugged. And I still haven't caught up with all my Meshtastic stuff to get that all up to date. I know I'm behind to revisit. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to KEAPCQ. Go ahead and pick it up there, Dave. KC8VOA.
KC8VOA in the group. Yeah, you just mentioned Meshtastic. I just charged them the other day and looked at them, and they come on. You know, we're a little behind here in Bay County, but that's to be expected. As far as the DX contest, Italy, Norway, Morocco, and Cape Verde, along with Pakistan and Caracas. So, I mean, those are some that I've really never had, and it was nice to be able to get through. But I had to fight to get it. I mean, it was no easy task, but that's a fun contest. With that said, hey, everybody, have a great week. Stay safe. 73 and KC8PCQ back to KC8VOA.
Well, thank you there, Dave. You have a wonderful week. And next we'll go to KD8PAZ with KC8YBF on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Mini, KC8VOA.
Well, good evening there again, Rick. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, enjoyed the nice weather today and yesterday. It was quite windy today, but it was still not too bad out there. But anyway, I had to go out and pick up a pizza box from one of the neighbors. It wasn't mine, but I picked it up, put it in my garbage. But other than that, just been sitting here working on puzzles. Like I say, I finished the one and started another one, so I'll work on that until it gets too dark where I can't see. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8VOA. Talk to some of you tomorrow night.
Okay, thank you there, Minnie. And good luck with your puzzles there. And Ron, go ahead and pick it up with KF8EDQ on standby. KC8VOA.
Good evening again, Rick. Yeah, Dave, four of my contacts for Italy, so there was a path open to Italy. I got two contacts on 15 meters was Czech Republic and Italy. And then on 20 meters, I got a couple more Italys, Trinidad, Tobago, Canary Islands, Bonaire, and Curacao. And then on 40 meters, like I said, after about 6:30, I tried again. And I got Italy again and Morocco, so there were a few. There were some good pileups in there. And trying to get through on 100 watts with just a Windom antenna, it was kind of tough to hear. One of the guys I had heard NADRL, I'll get one of the contacts I was trying, and I tried for about another 5 minutes, and he couldn't hear me. So I went on to try and find somebody else. Other than that, yeah, we've got the storms that came in on Friday there. Boy, it was EF3 that went through, and I'm not sure if one or two or what it was. I got to check Northern Indiana's National Weather Service page. One of them spawned twin sister tornadoes by Three Rivers. There was a video of that one. Boy, that's really strange. You know, you've seen it on the movie Twister before, but to see one in real life, to have somebody take a video of it with them separate and then spin around each other and then come back together. Lot of damage. I listened to the state net today from one of the guys down toward Kalamazoo, and yeah, there was a lot of damage down there. They'll be assessing that for a while. They were asking for people to come down and do damage assessment. So they said they have a few different counties send their ECs and emergency managers and that down to work on damage assessment for the National Weather Service and for the state. So that went real good to start out this early again. We broke the record last year for southern Michigan, or for the lower peninsula, with the number of tornadoes. And the first one started at the end of February, and then another one a few weeks later in March, and we're on that path right now. You know, one major storm right now and one tornado out of it. Last I heard, there was like three or four deaths and like 12 injured. So the question was whether the sirens, whether they got warnings or not, and several of the videos that were posted, the sirens were going in the background. So they did get some warning, but how much, it's hard to say. This week we've got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, rain, snow. From the last thing I seen, Thursday or Tuesday, another possibility. Sorry, timed out the repeater, I guess. So we got storms coming back in for Tuesday. Marginal weather for Saginaw County, Bay County, to the south of us gets into the slight rain. So be aware of that, and then we've got a chance of mixed precipitation later on in the week. So 73, everyone, have a good week. We'll talk to you later. KC8YVF.
Well, Ron, it sounds like you're working for that Golden Microphone Award. Yeah, I did go down and get that National Weather Service, and I went to Supercell with that, and they did put warnings out. You could see it on the screen and so forth. So what happened down there, I have no idea. Maybe they didn't have enough time to respond because they're starting to get to the outreaches of that coverage area. So I really don't know what happened there. It might be like it is for northern Michigan. The further north we get, you know, National Weather Service covers Bay County, and Bay County goes on up beyond 61 there. And when you start getting out that far and that outreach is, they're looking over top of things. So I don't know if it was short notice. They get short notices there because of the distance they are or not. That'd be interesting to find out. Next, we'll go to KF8EDQ. Mike, go ahead and pick it up.
Yeah, Roger that. You know, somebody mentioned Meshtastic. I don't think I mentioned that there. I put a new solar Meshtastic node up on the side of my garage. It seems to be working all right. I got your messages, Ron, or message, I should say. And then I also heard you on ARPSCNet, which I also called into on 40 meters, just in and out real quick. But yeah, lined up for this week. Much of the same, but I'm hoping for warmer weather. Today was a beautiful, absolutely beautiful day. A little bit windy, but other than that, the sun was out, and it was. I really enjoyed it. So, all right, we'll talk to you tomorrow night on the net. This is KF8EDQ 73. Back to net control.
Thank you, Mike. Do we have any other stations that wish to check in tonight to the Mid-Sunday Mid-Michigan Net? Please call now, KC8VOA. Okay, hearing none. Yeah, I've got the Mestastic to update and work on there, and also I've got some home assistant stuff to work on. Some of my Bluetooth proxies are need to be updated. They're not functioning properly, so I've got to get them taken care of and get them up to stuff. And that way my plant lines will automate like they're supposed to. It's kind of pushing it the distance it is away with all the metal and et cetera between point A and point B. We're trying to make things work. Any closing comments or rechecks to the net, please call now.
KCAYVF.
KCAYVF recognized.
Yeah, I just took a look at the northern Indiana. There were two tornadoes, it appears. One for the Three Rivers area was an EF2, estimated peak winds at 130. They said there were no fatalities and 10 injuries from that storm. The one that went through, which was this one? Find it here, the Union City. Union City on that one, that was the EF3 with 150 on the winds. They had 3 fatalities and 12 injuries. So from that line that moved through, you had 22 injuries out of that one plus 3 fatalities. So that was a pretty drastic storm cell that went through that area. So keep your eyes on the sky. Possibility again on Tuesday. KC8YBF back to net.
Thank you there, Ron. Are there any other closing comments or rechecks? Okay, not hearing any. the wife and I went to a movie yesterday, which we don't do very often. And it was, I can only imagine, 2. And I highly recommend if you get an opportunity to go see it. Tuesdays at the Quality 10, it is $5 a ticket. $5 Tuesday, so apparently that's a slow day there, so if you want to get in and see a budget movie for $5, that's a great way to go about doing it. At this time, including myself, we had a total of 5 check-ins, and at this time, the Midmission Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Rick, KC8VOA. The net is now closed. The time is 7:21. And the repeater is returned back to normal amateur use. KC8VOA.
Good evening, 20:00 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 51 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 52 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 52 degrees.